Question 1842. A Jewish woman is interested in having another child. Although legally married by the American secular system, she does not have sexual relations or even a friendship with her Jewish husband. She is interested in having a known Jewish sperm donor assist her to become pregnant. What must she do in order for her not to commit adultery according to halacha? What must a Jewish sperm donor do in order not to be committing adultery according to halacha? What must her husband do in order for neither her nor the sperm donor to be committing adultery according to halacha? Family Building, LLC, Knoxville, Tennessee. Okay, I am not condoning having sperm donors and a woman getting pregnant just like this. However, there's no idea of adultery over here, according to many opinions. If there is no sexual relations, just becoming pregnant from a sperm donor without sexual relations, obviously, with either artificial insemination or in vitro, whatever, does not involve any kind of adultery. The woman should get her husband's permission to do this under all circumstances. It doesn't sound like the woman is married, really, according to Jewish law. I don't really know the details over here. It's not clear from the question. The identity of the sperm donor should be known because of questions that could come out later of the who the relatives of the child are vis-a-vis who he or she is allowed to marry. This idea of artificial insemination from a donor was a very, very big point of contention many years ago, and there were many very prominent poskim who prohibited it, not necessarily because of adultery. There were poskim, amongst them Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, who permitted it. But there are very, very serious questions, especially where the donor is a Jew and not a non-Jew. Therefore, it probably is something not to do, or at least to get the guidance of a rabbi on the spot who can know all of the details and guide you how to do this in the most permissible way.